Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. It is 10 a.m. on Thursday morning, and I hope that I am finding you both well and fully caffeinated, and if not, we will work on it together, my friend. With me is always my coffee, who I have jokingly said is my co-host. So seriously, if you have questions today, I'm going to ask you to call in or write in. And the number for that is 818-739-8818. And because I do like to talk to people and I want to get to any questions that you may have. So exciting show today. I've had guests with me the last couple weeks, which has been super, super fun. I don't always get to do that. So for those of you who have said, you know, you were interested in something, but you didn't get a chance to see it, you can always catch it on the Lilydale Assembly, Inc., which is the official Lilydale Facebook page, in reruns or on my Facebook page. You just have to kind of go through the timeline a little bit and go back to last Thursday. For those of you who listen on Blog Talk Radio, of course, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. And there are 5 shows on that channel now, which is super cool. And we are looking at possibly a few more, but we'll see how it pans out with the timing, you know, so that silly global pandemic thing that's still running in the background for us, that does have an effect, unfortunately. So, but good morning to everybody, and I'm very, very happy to see you. So let's talk about all things kind of metaphysical. Okay. I have had a lot of interesting questions in the last week and a half that I thought would be a good time to kind of just pause and talk about them because I can. I have this little format. So when you do write to me, when you do call me or text me or whatever with suggestions, I do pay attention. I am listening. I promise. Okay. Okay, and Michael is writing in. You're on your first cup. I salute you, sir. I am also on my first sip of coffee thus far, so we will get through this together, I promise. Okay, so all things metaphysical, very jokingly referred to as woo-woo, and I put that in air quotes, and I appreciate the pun, as it were. So what does that mean? So all things metaphysical is sort of like taking all of the religions that studied and the traditions that studied things that were not of the physical form and nature, and also studied human nature, and kind of put that together, sometimes into a ball of superstitions, sometimes into things that are truly healthy and useful in our spiritual and physical journey. And I think that's something that came not just with the New Age movement, but came as, although that was part of it, and kind of conglomerating things together. You know, I can talk somewhat intelligently about the roots of spiritualism and where things came from and ideas and belief systems. We borrowed from Quakerism, which is how spiritualism got connected with the abolitionist movement. We borrowed from what was Native American spirituality, and I don't want to put that into a kind of monolithic concept, by the way, so I'm trying to choose my words carefully, but we did get a lot of ideas from that. We borrowed meditation, of course, from more Hindu tradition, we borrowed some astrology, although astrology is not specifically within the study of spiritualism, but it is very accepted by sort of the metaphysical community at large. And you often hear people within the spiritualist community who we won't talk about it from the platform, but we will talk about kind of when we're together, what's going on astrologically. You know, I noticed that I plan my readings around if I know there's X going on that it affects me, and so I'm not going to plan for a public mediumship demonstration at that time, that sort of thing, right? So we've borrowed from kind of all over the place, right? And so I kind of want to talk about what is strictly spiritualism, what is sort of new age, as we say, and what is kind of, you know, superstition that has kind of leaked in from different places and different traditions. And I want to say that I think superstition always comes from somewhere. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, a sports fan that wears the same set of socks, and because they were wearing them when such and such important game was won, they don't wash them, they don't change them, they just always put them on for the game, and hopefully take them off with tongs and put them in a Ziploc bag, depending on how many years it goes on, right? so there's, you know, humans are just, we study the natural world, whether we know it or not, and we try to handle things in the way that makes the most sense to us. And then for many, many, many centuries, there was an issue with people being kind of slapped down by greater, whoever was in authority at the time. So for instance, if you think about a lot of people who were tried as witches because they knew herbs, they knew in the natural world what was going to be a cure for something. So for instance, you know, and you couldn't give somebody some ginger root if they had an upset stomach, because that would have been considered witchcraft, because how dare you know that, right? So these are things that in some ways we have grown beyond. What's very interesting is every once in a while, and I don't have to deal with this so much because I am very nicely in my little Lilydale bubble with other, you know, spiritualists, and people come to us when they want a reading, to connect with their spirit loved one. You know, by and large, they already have the belief that that's a possibility. That is not to say that I don't get people every now and again that come and sit in the chair across from me or are on the phone with me or whatever, and they'll kind of cross their arms and say, prove it to me. or they'll lie about something, or they will wear gloves over so you can tell if they're wearing a wedding ring or something. And I just want to say that is distracting to the medium, and it pulls focus away from your spirit loved ones sometimes. But you're not really fooling anybody because we're not talking. We're not connecting with you. We're not connecting in your aura. We're connecting to your spirit loved ones. We can't make someone show up from the spirit world. That's another misnomer, that we call on our spirits and we're like pulling them into the room, and that it's disruptive to them. That's not free will exists in the spirit. life as well. You know, by and large, you can't make me do anything or go anywhere. It doesn't mean that I would be immune from the I could say what I want to say, but I'm still responsible for those words that come out of my mouth, right? So hopefully that analogy makes sense to you. Unless you come and actually put a bag over my head and kidnap me, which does not happen on the spirit side of life, okay? So we can kind of take that superstition out of it. The other superstitions surrounding mediumship are that, you know, we are, if we are bringing your spirit person through in a clairempathetic way, and we're going to go back to this phrase because it's very important and something that needs to be talked about and highlighted because it's something that I've gotten a lot of questions about recently, you know. But if I am bringing somebody through and as part of the evidence, the spirit person is bringing me a lot of information about how their experience was before they passed, what they physically felt in the body, you know, if they wanted to tell me that there was a problem with a kidney, if they wanted to tell me that there was a problem where they couldn't speak well, or that there was a stroke or a head injury or neuropathy in the hands or feet, something like that. That is not something that the spirit person is having to experience again in order to bring that information through. For them, it's a fact. It's like saying, when I was in the airplane, I only used a blue toothbrush. Maybe because they were on sale, I don't know, and you bought a dozen at a time. That's fun. That's a great fact. When we try to be much more sensitive, if we're talking about somebody's what happened with them physically, because, you know, as loved ones, that can be hard on us, right? It's no longer hard on the spirit person, okay? The other misnomers are something along the lines of, you know, mediumship is witchcraft. Again, no. mediumship is an extension of every human's natural survival instincts. And, you know, it is something that has been mentioned in texts from basically the dawn of time. Some people are more keenly developed from the time that they are children and they never lose that. Some people develop it after a traumatic incident, like a near-death experience. Some people are just spiritually inclined. Maybe they've had a loss of a loved one into spirit, and so they want to investigate that themselves. I think that's a fabulous idea, by the way, particularly for people that, you know, I've had clients who, and I have nothing but respect and love and compassion for them, who have come in and they've said, well, you know, I know that I can do me, but I am mad at creator energy, and therefore I'm not going to do it anymore. And I'm going to, you know, say that if a spirit person comes to me, that's, you know, like I want to wish it away. I want to push it away from me. Mediumship is a beautiful gift and should really never be treated as a burden. So if you have the feeling that you are doing mediumship and it feels like a burden to you, then you are absolutely right. You should go and work on your own healing in whatever way you need to. I'm going to talk about that kind of mind-body-spirit connection, because that is something that I firmly believe in, and many other people, you know, it's a very valid concept, whether you prove it from the scientific connection, whether you prove it from a place of faith, or whether, you know, it's just something that you're like, you know, yeah, it's out there, but I'm not putting any energy into it. It's all good. It's all good. Okay. So, if you have questions, then please do feel free to call in, or write in on Facebook, and I will do my best to get to you today. I don't want to be that long-winded. So, other misnomers. So, like I said, here's another big one, okay? You cannot grieve so hard that you are holding someone, a spirit, a soul of somebody that you love here on the earth plane. I think part of what we have to remember and understand is that time does not move the same for people in the spirit world as it does for people on our plane of reality. so that is, sorry, I was reading the comments. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay. Our spirit loved ones, you know, I have experienced it from a mediumistic standpoint where some of them go home into spirit immediately and come back almost immediately. Because again, you know, even in from Einstein's perspective, linear time does not really exist. It is an idea that we have created in order to be productive enough that we survive as a species, so that we know that when to plant the crops, when to harvest the crops, when to go to bed so that we are rested enough that we can get up in the morning and do whatever needs done to tend to the crops. These are good things. So spirit loved ones can go into spirit. They can come back immediately. Sometimes they go into spirit and they, you know, they kind of lose interest in this plane of reality because for them, the idea of connecting with people in the living, they know that we're going to be over there in a very, very short amount of time from their perception of time. So it doesn't mean that they're not going to check in on you, but they might not need the, they might not feel the need to connect through a medium. They might not feel the need to come in and, you know, kind of, or maybe they're busy. Maybe they are working on their path and they are very, in a very solo focused way. You know, there are relationships with people. I have some friendships that it's people that I don't talk to very often, but I get to talk to them, I should put it that way, on rare occasions, like every 5 years or every 10 years or something like that. And we pick up right where we left off. And that's not typical. But it does happen. And so you have to remember that the personality and memory are two things that get to go with us onto the spirit side of life. So if you come to a medium and you are very, very, very focused on one particular person in spirit, and perhaps they're trying to be polite and let somebody else come through before they speak. So if you only want to hear from dad, but dad's sister is there also, and maybe she also has something important to say to you, and she also wants that time and love and attention, and everything that the medium is bringing through, you're saying, well, that doesn't make sense for my dad. That doesn't make sense for my dad. Well, you're probably right. Probably not your dad. Actually a better example would be dad versus grandpa, because maybe they had a lot of similarities, but they were also very different people. And so it's good to have, you know, to be honest with the medium and say, you know, I was thinking it was this person, but, and then the medium can say, okay, you know what, that gives me an opportunity. Let me get you another piece of evidence or another piece of information that would kind of, you know, bring things to focus for us. But if you're focused solely in your mind on these two or three people or this one person, and you want things exactly the way that you want it, not leaving your spirit loved one any room for, you know, to fully express themselves, that is not a painful thing, but that is going to make it a little bit harder for you to get, you know, truly what you want. Okay. So there's that. Okay. Because a lot of people ask me what to do to prepare for a reading. And it is a wonderful thing to think about the people that you love to hear from and send out the invitations, but also, you know, be open. Be open to somebody else that may need to come through. And, you know, maybe you were only looking for a little bit of comfort from somebody that you love, given a situation, or wanting to just know that they're around. And they may come and bring that in, but you may have somebody else that comes in that understands the situation that you're living better than the person that you were expecting or anticipating. And that's okay too, you know, so it gives you an opportunity to maybe, you know, hear from somebody who says, you know, when I was in a similar situation, this is what I learned from it. Or this is how I handled it, that it turned out successfully. Or this is how I handled that you handle it this way. Because remember also that your spirit loved ones know your personality. They have hung out with you from the spirit side of life and kind of keeping an eye out. So they know whether you're more likely to zig or zag given a certain situation. And, you know, every time that they come through, it's a very, very, very loving act. So please do bear that in mind, okay? Nobody comes in just to wave unless they are trying to express that they were rather quiet when they were here on the earth plane. And usually then once you recognize that, they have something more that they want to talk about as well, okay? All right, so I am shortly going to take a caller, and then there's some things that I want to talk about. I want to go back and talk about that kind of clear empathetic experience. But I am being pulled to talk to a caller ending in 6076. So if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. This is Lisa calling you from Arizona.
My goodness, Lisa, you are up early this morning. God bless you. Thank you.
well, you know, it's in my hopes and dreams to visit Lilydale.
Oh, that's wonderful. We would love to have you visit. So that is, I hope that everything clears up with the pandemic soon and you can make those plans. So... Right.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So did you have a question for me today?
I do. I ended a 20-year relationship. He's no longer sharing the house with me. He's out. And I'm, how do you see things going? I'm trying to sell my house. I own this house myself. Mm-hmm. And I had some buyers through yesterday, but I'm not sure if I'm going to accept their offer. I want something higher. Do you see me being able to do that? Because cash is necessary right now. And so I could sell this house very quickly to those buyers yesterday. But I'm thinking, I don't know. What do you see, please?
Okay, so let me actually open up to who may be around you in spirit, Because if I give you information coming from me, connecting kind of intuitively, what's going to happen is I'm going to be going into your auric energy. So I'll find out from your auric energy everything you think you know, but it's not going to give me a broad enough picture. So, and I'm saying that mostly today because this is, because that is the theme of the show, is misnomers. So, okay. I will say, Lisa, when I go into your energy, I am aware of what feels like a very matriarchal energy coming in for you, okay? Because I'm getting a little bit of a almost Barbara Bush vibe off of her, and that's the person I get when I want to talk about matriarchal energy, okay? Very smart, very strong. And I think she's teasing me over my pearls today, which I just grabbed because they matched my shirt. And you can't see that because you're on the radio, but that's okay. and I have a feeling that she would have had, that's another of the Barbara Bush things. I'm getting the string of pearls with her, okay? What's interesting is I get the impression that she was strong physically and emotionally right up until the very end of her life. I would not be surprised if she was in a kind of hospice situation before she passed. And, you know, it wasn't easy for her to give up control and sort of being taken care of even at that time. Okay, so we have to give her extra love for that. But she, first of all, in connecting with her, I want to just make sure that you know that she made it home. Okay, because that is always something that bears repeating. And she talks about you not taking as good a care of yourself as she would want for you, because I'm getting that you know, you sort of like just push through things without paying attention to the body. So she's coming in a very comforting way, first of all, to kind of say to you, regardless of what goes on, you are going to be okay. That is her main message. She's coming in, kind of putting her arm around you, trying to comfort you. And she's saying you have to remember to hydrate enough. You have to remember to actually, you know, sit down and eat rather than doing what I do, which is grabbing a granola bar on the way out of the house sort of thing. And she's kind of saying, you know, you would not have given up that relationship if you didn't feel that you had done everything that you could do with that. Okay. And so she's saying, you know, things are, you're so different than, and you're not willing to put up with less than you deserve. So the energy of that is being duly noted by the universe, okay, which is a very, very, very big deal. It started already to change who you're around and who you're willing to, like who you're willing to share your energy with, okay, above and beyond that romantic relationship that you were acknowledging. So she wants to make sure that you are very proud of yourself because of this, okay? Now, the other thing, she's talking about you having opportunity to sell, but would you also understand that there's a, have you been putting in for a new job situation as well?
No, I work in an industry.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but it feels to me as though I want to talk about this move, and there's some kind of opportunity with it connecting with the job as well. Okay. So if you're not looking at shifting the physical location of where you work, which, you know, a lot of people are working from home these days, but, you know, which is convenient, but I keep being pulled north and east of where you are now. And basically your grandmother is saying to you, you are not supposed to get rid of what you love. You are supposed to and accept living at kind of like a lower rate, okay? That's her advice, because she's saying it would take you, if you do that, another kind of like 5 years to get back on the track that you want to be in, which is fine. You would be fine. All your needs would be met. And, you know, it feels like if you moved into kind of a apartment situation from a house, that there would be still a lot of camaraderie for you. So you wouldn't be alone, which is, you know, what your people want for you. But if you chose to hold out for a little bit, and I'm getting like around Easter, so that's another month and a half, which could be that if you sell the house now, that you wouldn't have to be out until then. There is another kind of housing situation that I feel coming in for you, that is very kind of protective around you, okay? And I don't feel in either instance as though you would be moving in with anybody, for the way she's giving me the energy. But there is, there's a bigger leadership position that you could be filling. And so they want you to sort of have your options open for that and set the intention that you are going to get kind of top dollar, not bottom dollar for what you're selling. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Okay. All right. Then I, okay. And then, there's a gentleman around you in spirit also. And, I don't know that he is a physical relative of yours, but I do feel that he was, involved with teaching somehow. And there's pictures of him. His teeth are not entirely straight. They're not terrible, but they're not perfect either, I want to say. Okay. And I feel as though he is jokingly telling me that he had more forehead towards the end of his life than he did when he was a young man. And there's almost a little bit of a comb over energy. Okay. But I'm seeing him in this black and white photo in a suit. Like he's got a sport coat, he's got a tie, he's smiling. And he is bringing in an energy of wanting to sort of help you, even though you would do things very differently than he would. He wants to help you get situated into a new job position that is sort of higher up than where you are now, okay? It's kind of an administrative feeling where you're working very solo. People are coming to you And he's saying there's a lot of, there's respect, but there's also good earned money out of this. Okay. So again, when we get something that is future-based, it's very much the best guessed estimate of our spirit loved ones. But that's what I feel him talking about for you. Okay. I just want to chat with you. Who was the teacher or the professor or this kind of energy for you?
Minister. He's passed.
Yes.
And he was a minister of a church that was New Age. In fact, it was my my first church I ever went to.
Okay.
And
cool.
He that was many, God, it was so decades ago. And I would pay him for reading. And so he kind of knew. At that time, I was very concerned about my sons. I was going through a divorce. And I was very, they were little. And I was, you know, doing everything I could to keep the roof over our heads, going to school, working, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So anyway.
So he was there for you then? And he's there for you now. So
That's what I call on. I call all those people over there on the other side.
Yeah.
I say, I need your help.
Well, know that they're hearing you and that they're sending their love and their blessings. And
you're right on. When you said north, I think you said northeast.
Yeah.
That's where my little baby grandson lives. He's 5 years old.
Oh.
And I want to go up there with him. Yeah.
Good. So, good for you.
You're right on. You're right on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, okay. So I will leave you that and with their blessings.
Thank you.
You know, keep doing what you're doing, putting one foot in front of the other. So lots of
hey,
love.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I want to, so there are questions on the Facebook, and I missed a good deal of them because I was focusing on spirit people, so, which is probably what you should be doing when you're talking to them. Yes, if you want to call in, it is free. And I did try to explain, you know, the type of work that I do, and the way I wanted to demonstrate it for you was to say, you know, I do try to connect directly to the spirit loved ones, and get their best guess of what's coming in, rather than trying to do intuitive work, which some people link as think of as psychic work, which is kind of a misnomer because, you know, if you go to somebody who is intuitive and psychic, they can absolutely help you untangle a ball of something that you're thinking about. I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but I am saying that they are different. They come from different energies, different source of where you get the information. Okay. So that was my point in bringing that up. So I want to go back to something. Guidance on helping mediums study to better their gifts. So I was trained in traditional spiritualist mediumship development circles. And in fact, I teach one now for Church of the Living Spirit online on Friday nights. And I'm not just trying to kind of like plug myself here. There are Joanne Copley-Nagro and Marianne Pace Steiner have one through Lilydale on Thursday nights. They're excellent. You know, find someone that you feel comfortable sitting with, and you have the help and support of the group. There's also, of course, workshops, and workshops are great. It is not as instant because you take the workshop, you learn, You put what you can into motion, but it's good to have consistent practice. It's good to situate yourself with your spiritual, with your own spirituality, and make a practice, a spiritual practice for yourself. And that goes back to the mind, body, spirit thing that I wanted to talk about anyway. Okay. So that is something that has been talked about in spiritualism from the very beginning, because of the practice of natural law. We look at ourselves as, you know, humans, part of the animal kingdom also. Now, what that means is that we are supposed to observe natural law. We are supposed to follow the golden rule. We are supposed to acknowledge if we've been, if we're wrong. We are supposed to do the best that we can. We are supposed to practice forgiveness. We are also supposed to, you know, be good stewards of the energy and the world that is around us. What we put into our body absolutely has a direct effect on how we feel, the cognitive levels at which we can function. And there is no such thing as perfection. So don't even worry about it, okay? So, and if somebody tells you that they're perfect, well, then they might be your house cat. I can't think of, anybody ever. And now I'm probably going to get some comments from people that, you know, that's within their doctrine, like, how dare you? The Buddha was perfect. He never said that. You know, Jesus was perfect. He never said that. But we wanted to decide that, right? Because we're humans and we need people to look up to. And that is normal and that is fine. And yes, cats are perfect. So it's all good. Oh, by the way, this is a fabulous time to segue and let you know that the month of February, all of the themes of my show are going to be about love. And we are starting off with a special co-host next Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on Wake Up to Spirit with Brenda Hawkins, who is a neighbor of mine, a great animal lover, and someone that I know that you're going to enjoy, but we're going to be talking about the love of animals and, you know, how to connect with them. So I hope you tune in for that as well. So back to that mind, body, spirit thing. Yes, what you put into your body has a direct link, right? And that includes not only what you eat and what you drink, but also what you take in environmentally with your mind. Okay. I have also noticed somebody is telling me that the background colors are changing, and I know that you're right. And I think what it is, I have one lamp that I'm being lit by, and then, you know, the wall behind me is like a soft lilac, but then I'm facing this giant window, and I think when the light outside is changing, that's what's changing it here. Or you're also seeing partially part of my aura, which, cool, and thank you for telling me about it. Because these are things that happen, it is quite possible. So yes, go on and think about, you know, what you're ingesting mentally. If you are watching nothing but ideas that are, you know, indoctrinating self-loathing within you, then you know, maybe you want to wean yourself off of that and focus on things that are going to build you up, because there is nothing that says that in order to be a better version of yourself, you have to tear yourself down or, you know, be constantly hard on yourself and constantly pushing for perfection. You know, we are perfectly imperfect, as the saying goes. And, you know, we are designed to be here for a finite amount of time in a physical vehicle. So we should enjoy that as well as taking care of it mechanically, right? So speaking of the mechanics of the body, part of what I have been hearing about so much over the last couple of years is how people pick up energy from other people and from spirit. Now, again, this is something that I consider to be an extension of our survival skills. So there's nothing wrong about that. There's been lots and lots of studies on twins specifically, as well as family members, when it comes to being able to connect with them, you know, telepathically, or in, you know, physical feeling. I guess we would label that under telepathy as well, I suppose. But really what it is connecting with them in the way that spirit connects with a medium. So you may pick that up in a physiological way. You may pick that up in an emotional way. You may pick that up in a, you know, just a gut knowing about something. I mean, how many people have had the energy where they've said, oh, geez, I just knew that I needed to connect with so-and-so today. And you call them and they go, oh, I'm so glad you called. I was thinking about you. Such and such just happened. And it, you know, I needed to tell you about it. Or I needed, you know, I needed your help with this or something like that. So there are studies on this that prove that it is possible. And, you know, not just between twins, not just between, you know, family members, even close friends. And some people are more sensitive than others. They came in that way. And or they have been through enough traumatic situations where they are just, you know, what they are their genetic makeup, because remember that we can change our genetic makeup. That is a thing. there's, and not just through gene therapy, which is a wonderful thing. But, you know, what our bodies are able to kind of sense for, because our bodies are our instrument. I do not believe that all consciousness exists only in the brain, although I'm sure that it helps us to process it. You know, this is because I believe in a soul and an intelligence after the body. That's why I made that statement. So, you know, we have all kinds of backup on that information that we can all connect with each other. So that's a thing. And for some people, they get very overwhelmed when they walk into a place and they feel the residual energy of that place. Now, that is no different than what a dog, a cow, you know, animals can do that all the time. You know, they have their preference of where they want to be because of, okay? So, you know, we may not have a way to measure that energy yet, but it doesn't mean that it is not real, particularly when you have thousands and thousands of people talking about it. Now, that comes down to when you pick up the energy emotionally of other people or physiologically of other people, that is referred to as clairempathy. Clair from the French meaning clear, empathy. You should probably already know what that is, so I'm not going to go into it. It's all good. But, you know, there we have these instances, and it doesn't mean that somebody is making it up. You know, it should be something that is that you can modify and control and get a handle on, because again, if it becomes like a burden for you, then it is not serving its evolutionary purpose. So, you know, that's something that you want to think about. Okay. And also, when it comes to, because I'm not, by and large, when people talk about telepathy, I've had people who've called me up in the middle of the day and I'm having a really, really, really lovely day. And they'll say to me, "What's wrong?" And I'll go, "I don't know. You tell me, because I'm good over here." So, you know, you may not always be picking up on somebody else's thought, but you may be picking up on a situation around yourself, and you're associating it with somebody that you think can be helpful in kind of bringing through healing energy to you. So that is something that you also have to consider. Now, let's also talk about clairaudience, because there have been a lot of studies in the last like 10 years that have focused on what is clairaudience. And now clair, again, from the French meaning clear, audience, audio, having to do with hearing. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people have heard their name called out of nowhere. Or they have had, you know, kind of a uplifting thought, you know, some stream of thought that has run through their mind that they couldn't kind of find a root source for, but it wasn't a negative thing. It wasn't a, you know, something that was telling them to do something terrible. You know, sometimes people will wake up in the middle of the night and they'll have a thought and they'll go, "Oh my gosh, I left my car keys. I left my keys to my house in my front door." Okay. Sometimes that is real. Sometimes that is a nightmare built in from your subconscious. And you will know whether it was real or not if you go check your front door. But there is, or somebody has, you know, sat down with the intention to do a reading, and they will hear the voice of the spirit loved one coming through, and it's, and they will give words and phrases and names and ideas, and you know, that is part of the mediumistic experience, okay, and. Somebody is writing in something that I truly enjoy, and I will get back to that because I want to share it with the listeners in just a second here. But it does not mean that you are necessarily mentally ill, okay? There is a big difference between having a mediumistic experience, which has context and, you know, can be, is a very rich and beautiful experience. Spirit always comes from a place of love. Remember that, okay? I am definitely not, I don't have any degrees in psychology. I am not a psychiatrist, obviously. So I can't diagnose, I can't prescribe. I'm not even a therapist. I am ordained, but that is not helpful in that kind of situation, you know? Because again, I can't diagnose, okay? So, you know, but I want to say, because we had Yale Medical come to Lilydale a few years ago, and we, and many of us had the opportunity to participate in a study that was specifically on clairaudience, because these doctors want to do, they want to see if there is a genetic link with mediumship. They want to see what parts of the brain light up when you're doing mediumship, and how that energy is perceived through different different ways of measuring it. There are, they had a very, very, very long questionnaire that ask different questions. And so they're exploring context. They are exploring physiologically what goes on. And that's not terribly new. The Ryan Institute was doing that way back in the 70s, and which is before my time. and so I don't want anybody to think that, you know, that there is condemnation coming, okay? You know, belief system and understanding play a big part in some of this. So just as an FYI, okay? All right. So, you know, because I'm very interested in the nature of consciousness, that is, you know, that study is very alluring for me. So there's a comment also from somebody that they think consciousness is throughout the body, throughout your cells, and not only in the brain, as people who have gotten a transplant suddenly start liking things the other person liked or disliked as they, and, you know, there's very, 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 very good evidence for that, for cellular memory, and that we have proven in the animal kingdom, and, you know, again, we are part of the animal kingdom, so, wink, wink. There you go. All right. So I'm actually running out of time. I can't believe I talked so much today. I'm so sorry. I wanted to get to more callers. But I will say, you know, please do feel free to email me off of my website, CelesteElliott.com. You can find out information from classes on there. Also, you can find out information for everything going on in Lilydale at LilydaleAssembly.org, and we are adding stuff all the time for classes and everything else. Also, feel free to make requests on things that you would be interested in, because the program committee does take that into account. So, yeah, check out all the online winter classes on Zoom. Again, we're loading more, and we'll also have the summer program up somewhat soon as well. And let's see what else. Check out the other Lilydale Blog Talk Radio channels. On Mondays, we have Media Monday with Sharon Hill at noon. Tuesdays, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden at 7 o'clock. Wednesdays, we have two shows. Wednesdays with Willa in the morning at 10 a.m. And in the evening at 8 p.m., we have the Lilydale Healing Temple, which is on Facebook. And then we have John White with Journey into the Light. He is not on Facebook. He is on the Blog Talk channel only. Thursdays with me, and then Friday is Spiritual Conversations with Angie and Friends at noon on Fridays. So I hope that's been helpful to you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to hearing from you. I have 90 seconds left, which is not much. Actually, on that note, I am going to log out here in just a second. So thank you again. Until next time, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes. Have a great afternoon.